From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Philippine police and disaster officials say at least 133 people are dead and dozens of others are missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Multiple deaths were reported Friday. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The Philippines experiences about 20 typhoons and storms each year, especially around the end of the year. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed Friday to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un should take the U.N. seriously.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
The new resolution builds on those three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Some council members also have noted that North Korea appears to be illegally exporting coal and acquiring prohibited oil through a network of deceptive shipping practices. The new measures attempt to close loopholes in maritime interdiction and inspection regimes to prevent that. More news online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News.